Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. Tim and Julie Harris broadcasting live from lovely, balmy Austin, Texas. So, Julie, welcome to today's radio show.
Thank you. As always, it's a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to it.
And we want to do a couple quick announcements. First of all, welcome all of our new listeners from Inman. We are going to be working towards a partnership with Inman so that we can help you guys move quicker and take advantage of this incredible real estate market that we're experiencing. And we are really proud of our new relationship with Inman. We've been publishing on Inman now for a couple years, our articles and our radio show replays. But now we're actually going to be formalizing that and taking it to the next level. So that actually kind of brings up something interesting. I know it's from talking with a lot of you guys, emails, chats, whatever, a lot of you guys really do read Inman every single day. And I have to tell you, there's only a couple websites that I personally, and I know Julie personally, looks at every single day. We ask all of our coaches to use the information on Inman every single day. But there's a different level of information that you can get with Inman, which I guess I'm surprised that not more of you are not taking advantage of this, is Inman Select. If you're not an Inman Select member, you really have to be, because all the stuff on, it's, you know, all the stuff that's, that Inman Select members get, the information, the reports, so much cooler than the stuff as just a casual reader of the website. So I strongly encourage you guys to definitely take advantage of the information that's on Inman Select. And Inman Select is super inexpensive to be a member of. You should consider that as being, like, you know, all of you guys, or most of us, are sort of addicted to some form of news. Well, Julie and I are practice media-free mornings, media-free nights. We don't watch the news. We don't watch any. I just found out that Bruce Jenner's now Caitlyn Jenner, like, you know, yesterday. I
mean, when that happened, right?
Exactly. I'm totally still trying to figure that one
Wait
out. But exactly. But, you know, here's the thing. So that's all great, but it has no bearing on your real estate business. It has no real relevance to your ability to help people. Nine times out of ten, it's going to be adversely affecting your mindset, and it just is. So do yourself a favor. Get your information that's going to have a direct effect on your ability to serve others and make money from Inman Select. So whatever you do as far as information gathering, definitely have that at the top of your list. It's a no-brainer. And like I said, I'm always surprised when I'm exchanging an email with someone that they don't read Inman Select. So, Julie, the topic of today's radio show is Never Give Up, Seven Secrets for Overcoming Defeat. Now, this is a topic that you and I have been working on and off with for probably, 6 months? Because it's interesting, a lot of agents have a tendency when they suffer any kind of setback, some of them will basically wallow in their defeat for, you know, months, if not, you know, years.
Ages.
Well, ages, right? So one negative experience manifests into more, and the next thing you know, getting back to talking about news, they're then reinforcing that negative experience by almost subconsciously seeking out negative information, and the media is full of it. So again, you guys have to be really clear about this, that your success, 90% of it truly is mindset, and the rest is skill set. I know that sounds strange coming from a real estate coach, but it's true. We can give you guys the best of breed information, tell you exactly how to make money in your real estate business, how to actually make a fortune in your real estate business, and always have the mindset of service. But if your mindset, if the way you think about the information that we're giving you, if the way you think about yourself as a salesperson, as a real estate practitioner, isn't in alignment with your the expectations you have for yourself, then you're never going to do anything with it, and you're going to fail. So one of the biggest reasons a lot of us will sometimes be knocked back on our heels is because we don't know how to overcome defeat. Defeat comes in all forms. We experience it every single day in different, you know, sometimes it's you didn't get a listing, other times it's maybe you didn't get the parking spot. But the reality of it is all these little tiny negative defeat things, if you don't have a system in place, a mental process, a mindset about defeat, again, those things can often spin out of control and become something that you never intended for them to become, and then the next thing you know, you're on a completely negative trajectory. So, Julie, without any further delay, let's go ahead and get to the first point.
All right, perfect. So things to remember when you're feeling so defeated. And as always, we like to not just say things to remember, but what to do about it so that you can actually implement and move forward. So number one, remove your ego. Ego stands for edging God out. Stop making everything all about you all of the time. Not that we ever see that from real estate agents, but you know, occasionally this pops up. So
Right. Now
here's the thing. Everyone thinks of themselves first. That's human nature. Become someone who then thinks of everyone else in a situation and makes good decisions based not just on themselves. And I remember experiencing this a ton in real estate, Tim, when especially on things like, you know, financing problems and negotiating and all this stuff. It was very helpful to just stop in my tracks and say, all right, I'm going to look at all sides of this transaction, and I'm going to see what's in it for everyone and see if I can make all parties get along somehow, versus sitting there going, oh my God, I hate to negotiate. This is so hard. I wish people would just behave, and I feel so defeated having to deal with this. That doesn't really get you anywhere. So focusing too much on yourself can create a lot of negative effects. You don't move forward. You can stagnate. You overanalyze. You overcorrect, or you simply become despondent altogether. And the coaches talk about this, Tim. They get calls all the time where the agent's in the thick of it, and whatever happened was like 3 days ago. What is up with that? It's because their ego's in the way. They're making it too much about themselves. So
but that also manifests itself when they're contemplating actually picking up the phone and calling FSBOs and expires,
for sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or their centers of influence and past clients, or even doing really effective lead follow-up.
But really calling anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Doing anything that might result in any kind of perceived conflict. When you when you feel your mind filling with, oh my God, type thoughts and feelings. What's going to happen if they say this? What's going to happen if I feel attacked? What's going to happen if, you know, they give me this objection? What's going to da 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 da? So in other words, you go into full blown defensive mode where you start literally feeling like you're being attacked by some sort of 500-pound gorilla. Okay, that internal reaction is your ego. So when you're feeling that anxiety, and some of you are feeling it right now as I describe it, I've been able to poke your ego by just talking about it. So that feeling you have right now of anxiety, of a little bit of stress, that is ego. It's not real. It's literally a chemical reaction that's happening as a result of perceived outside stress. So a real stress is something that happens like if you're driving down the road and you swerve to avoid an accident, or when you accidentally step out into traffic and then you just jump back right in the right moment before a truck speeds down and what has made you, you know, Chris Plato, okay? Those are real, honest to God, emotional reactions to fear, okay? Ultimately, though, what happens is when we're thinking about doing stuff like picking up the phone. So if all of you right now had the assignment of picking up the phone and calling a for sale by owner, 99% of you would have a mini panic attack. In other words, your body would react in the exact same way as it did when you were saving yourself from being hit by that truck. The emotional response, the chemical reaction that happens inside of you is literally identical. So what you got to do is you got to realize that if you're going to be effective at any form of sales or communication, even outside of making money, you've got to put the other person first. And one of the things that we teach our coaching clients, or our coaches teach their coaching clients, is you got to write down on a card, put it in front of your desk, I'm here to be of service to you. How can I help you? I'm here to be of service to you. How can I help you? And that becomes almost like a mantra. It's something that they repeat, or you should repeat constantly to yourself, because then it puts the other person first. So if you're calling that grizzly, you know, saber-toothed FSBO, and your fear is that they're going to somehow basically make you feel, you know, horrible about yourself, and your mind is filling with all these ego-based fearful thoughts, replace those thoughts with, I'm going to help this person, how can I be of service? If you say those things to yourself, if you internalize those things, and sometimes it's even good to say those to the person you're communicating with, Mr. Seller, I'm just here to help you. How can I be of service to you? You've got a property to sell. I sell properties. Let me help you accomplish your goal. That reframes it. So what happens then, in essence, is your ego is no longer in the driver's seat, and at the same time, neither is theirs. That's when real communication, real selling starts to happen. You have to set aside your ego if you're ever really going to truly learn to be of service to others. On the other side of that thought is just a huge amount of fortune for you, frankly. Because when you get your mind focused on the fact that true success comes from learning how to be of service to, and of service, I mean providing something of value, some form, a product, a service, to enough people at a high enough level, and you have a reputation of being able to deliver at that level, you will have no shortage of wealth ever in your entire life, and neither will the generations of your families that come thereafter. By the way, Julie, I want to thank one of our title sponsors, MojoSells.com. I that triggered my thought when I was talking about calling. Mojo, mm-hmm. for those of you who are, and it should be all of you, by the way, building your lead generation wheel, and one of the primary spokes all of you should have is learning how to pick up the phone. There really is no better tool than MojoSells.com. Definitely look into that. We were endorsers and supporters of MojoSells long before they became supporters and advertisers on this radio show. So I strongly encourage all of you to check out MojoSells.com, one of the coolest done-for-you business systems for lead generation in real estate that I've ever seen. Well, probably MojoSells is great for those making outbound calls. And then there's another really cool service. You guys should write these down. It's called ZBuyer.com. Now, ZBuyer.com is different than Mojo in that what ZBuyer will do is they'll give you an opportunity to buy either buyer or seller leads. You guys know that we're not advocates of buying leads, okay? But the reality of it is after you've built your initial spokes on your lead generation wheel, after you know how to proactively lead generate, the next spokes you should add would be the passive ones, the ones where basically the leads come to you, and then you decide whether or not it makes sense financially for you to pursue them. But despite the name, ZBuyer also sells seller leads, and that's what excites me about their service. So you guys should check those two companies out. Julie, next point.
Yeah, you know what I always think about when we talk about those companies is, see, a lot of agents like to say, well, you know, FSBO's expired, oh, I tried that once, that doesn't work. Well, guess what? Those companies wouldn't be thriving and existing if it didn't work. So do what works and make it easier. It's so much easier when you have help. So, okay, so our next point, number two, wherever you are, be there. Remember, we're overcoming feelings of defeat, disparagement, discouragement. Point number two, what are you supposed to do about it? Well, you have, wherever you are, be there, be present. This morning, you know, you always, it's not uncommon to think about where else you'd like to be, right? So it's always the future or the past or something that doesn't have to do with the present. So you've got to bring your focus back to present, right back to today, to this second. So what to do? This is an interesting exercise, Tim. Monitor yourself today with how many times you're thinking about the past or the future. How often do you think about how something can be better or different? When you do this, you're actually rejecting the present, deeming it not good enough for you. And there's a great Joel Osteen quote that says, bloom where you're planted. And I think that's a great, easy to remember little almost affirmation, right? So the secret is you can't control your first thought of being somewhere else. Again, that's human nature, that's normal. But you can control your thoughts that happen once you realize that you're not present. Stop and smell the roses when you're feeling anxious. List three things you're grateful for as soon as you realize you're not being present. Now, I read an Eckhart Tolle quote this morning, Tim, that said, stress is created not by the situation, but by the thoughts you're having about the situation. So it's not that something's being foisted upon you. It's how you're dealing with what you're in at the time. And I think that relates back to this being present thought. What are your thoughts about this?
It's an awesome point, and you guys should read more Eckhart Tolle, as Julie just mentioned. A great book to get started with him is A New Earth. If you haven't read that yet, it's fantastic. Again, we're firm believers in success comes from skill set, but also from mindset, and Eckhart Tolle is the mindset expert when it comes to learning more about the influence of your ego on your life and your life experience. So point number three, Julie.
Yes, and I think that he is on our reading list, so existing coaching clients, you can check out the reading list and you can go right to one of those links. So point number three, reflect, recover, and recalibrate. When something or someone throws you off, reflect on what caused it, recover from the blow, and recalibrate with a plan to move forward. So that's another thing easy to remember and memorize, reflect, recover, recalibrate. You know, probably something's going to happen in your practice today, tomorrow, in your voicemail, in your email, you need to have that light bulb go off. Reflect, recover, and recalibrate. So what do you do about this? Well, review what's caused your feelings of defeat or discouragement. What caused it? what would you have done differently? And this is starting to be kind of a textbook coaching call, actually. What would you have done differently? Or is there something that you would have done differently? What was in your control or not in your control? What will you change going forward? And then the next part, recover quickly. Most discouragement and feelings of defeat cannot actually be sustained long-term anyway. It's exhausting. So give yourself an hour or a day to recover and make plans to take action quickly. Don't make it your theme song. Recover quickly. Then recalibrate. Remember the story of Abe Lincoln, which I won't go into here. We've done that on previous calls, that Abe Lincoln had so many setbacks, but he never gave up. So it's helpful to keep figures in your mind about people who didn't give up. So moving on to point number four then, Tim, don't ruin today over your temporary discouragement and defeat. Today counts. Don't negate that by convincing yourself that today is already a mess and there's no hope. Again, occasionally we hear that on coaching calls, right? Well, maybe next week will be better because this happened, and now we're going to ruin not just today but the whole week over it. So remember that today counts. What to do? Take a break. Breathe in and out slowly. Go for a walk, a run, a swim, some yoga, whatever gets you back to center. Changing your action from passive to active instantly changes your mood. You'll be able to think more clearly and make better decisions. So the key is to know to take a break and to get yourself to do it. So here's another little quick, easy to do for everyone fix. Secret, immediate mood fix, tune into your iTunes or YouTube for your favorite song. 3 minutes of doing nothing but listening to your perfect song might just flip the switch for you. So whether it's that or taking a walk, either way, you've got to take a breath. Make sense, Tim?
Yeah, the recurring themes of the last 2 points you've talked about basically is learning to be introspective and sort of constantly monitoring your own, I'm thinking automotively because I'm a car nerd, but it's like, you know, your car's computer is constantly monitoring all the little different systems inside the car and making corrective measures. If one thing's out of whack with another, in many cases, it'll fix it. So you guys need to be learning to be your own, central CPU unit and be monitoring all your different feelings. Feelings really aren't something that you can control. Ultimately, the first feeling that enters in your mind, especially if it's a negative one, that what we're talking about, point three and four, we're talking about basically monitoring those feelings. Look, pay attention to how you actually physically feel. Slow yourself down and ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? Am I feeling happy, encouraged, motivated? Am I feeling scared? I'm feeling da 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 da. Now, after you've sort of like described your current emotional state, don't try to figure out why you feel that way. That's where basically you start spinning off into a different direction, usually negative. Just say, okay, do I want to continue to feel this way? Do I want to continue to feel motivated, excited, optimistic? Well, hell yeah, I do. So reinforce that. Or if you're feeling pessimistic, scary, paranoid, if you're all those types of things, don't say, why am I feeling this way? Don't try to justify it. Don't worry about where the thought came from. Don't worry about, don't try to empower it. Change your state. Do what Julie suggested. Write down a few things that you're happy about. Show gratitude towards something. If you're lucky enough to have somebody in your life that loves you enough and cares for you enough, they'll basically just, help you turn the emotional page, reach out to that person. Julie suggested listening to music, doing something that's going to get your endorphins up, exercise. That stuff's all good. But the main thing is be monitoring, like your own, your car does with its CPU, be monitoring your emotional state. Sometimes you guys need a little bit extra help, and that's where we come in. So when you're in a position where you're trying to, get out of a, you're trying to figure out how do I take my business to the next level, that's the vast majority of you are at this point in this real estate recovery. Some of you are saying, okay, I'm finally convinced that the real estate crash is behind us, now I'm ready to take advantage of it. Yes, there's a few of you guys out there. Request a free coaching call. Just do yourself a favor and request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Free coaching calls last between 30 and 90 minutes, just depending on your questions. But when you leave the free coaching call, you're going to walk away with an actual plan. You're going to know what you need to be doing, what you need to be focusing on. And remember, when you request a free coaching call, just for requesting the free coaching call, we're going to give you two of our books. One is The Real Estate Treasure Map, and the other is Think and Grow Rich. I'm actually looking at them right in my hands. Now, you can go to Amazon and buy these and spend the money. I mean, I'm not going to complain if you do, right? But the reality of it is we'll just give them to you when you request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Ms. Julie, next point.
All right, point number five, turn a complaint into a solution. Absolutely. No whining, complaining, or sharing of your alleged misery. Start living by that. No one actually will help you if you're bringing them down. Complaining is not a strategy. So what do you do about this? Remind yourself of someone you know who's dealing with actual tragedy or trauma, who is making strides to move forward in spite of their very serious condition or situation, which probably is not just like losing a deal in real estate, okay? So think about that person's courage and do what they're doing. If they can do it, so can you. So I think it's very helpful to think of someone who actually has real, you know, serious, and if it's you, obviously that's a different story. But if it's just, you know, a real estate hiccup, put it in perspective. I always used to joke, you know, an expired in real estate is different than an expired that a surgeon has, right? That's real stress. That's not good. So move forward. Turn a complaint into a solution. So point number six, whatever you resist, persists. If you're feeling constant despair, discouragement, and defeat, it must be time to make a change. So take responsibility for your life now. Whatever you're doing is apparently not working, or you wouldn't feel despair, discouragement, and defeat so consistently. Again, freecoachingcallsforagents.com, we can help you with that. Maybe we can be the catalyst to get you to move forward. But really, as soon as you're done listening to this, you can take the action step of painting a picture. What do you want your life to look like in 30 days, 90 days, 6 months? What about a year or 5 years? Write down the answers and create a plan to achieve the changes necessary to get there. And sometimes you get stymied by that. You can write down what you don't want your life to be like anymore. What do you want to get rid of? What are the things that stress you, what you want to get out of there, right? So paint yourself a picture. Now there's a secret here, and the coaches know this. They use it all the time. Great time to set goals in 5 areas of life: physical, financial, family, spiritual, and educational. Write them down to get to work. A lot of our coaching clients are used to doing this yearly or quarterly, but really you can do that exercise anytime you're feeling frustrated, especially if it lingers for more than a few days. You got to recalibrate and set your goals. So thoughts on that, Tim? Questions, or does that all make sense?
When they request, make sure you're on chat, Julie. When they request a free coaching call, remember we give them the book, The Real Estate Treasure Map, and goal setting, the things you just talked about, are part of The Real Estate Treasure Map.
So like a lot of you, our business is growing quickly. I mean, matter of fact, since the beginning of the year, we have added between coaches and salespeople over 50 people. And one of the constant challenges we have is, like you, communication. So how we all keep in contact with each other, we have actually upgraded our entire systems to VTech phones. Now, I personally was very fearful of getting into the whole, you know, figuring out what phone system to use. And I was very tempted to even do what a lot of you are probably doing, just say, well, the heck of it, I'm just going to go with the cell phone and use that for everything. But unfortunately, cell phones have a lot of limited use: the dropped calls, the receptions, the audio quality, all that good stuff. That's the reason that we are looking for a really great solution, and we went with VTech phones. And now the wonderful thing about VTech phones, and I'm going to give you guys some more specific information about that now, is that they're just so easy to use. They're just plug and play. You don't need an IT guy. You don't need to call out, you know, your phone guy. It's simple. It's an elegant solution that all of you need to seriously consider, whether it's just you and an assistant, or it's you and your team, or frankly, the VTech 4-line small business phone system might even be perfect if you are working out of your house and use it as your home phone. VTech's new 4-line small business phone system is the perfect solution for small business owners that need to install a phone system that has the qualities and features that they have previously only been available for companies with bigger budgets. The new system is the most affordable and easy to install 4-line system on the market. The 4-line small business phone system components include the main console and the optional of expandable cordless desk sets, cordless accessory handsets, cordless headsets, and speakerphones, allowing the system to grow alongside a business up to 10 extensions. Expanding the system is a complete breeze. Need to add an extra desk set? Not a problem. With the touch of a button, a small business owner with minimal IT experience can wirelessly register up to 9 expandable components. And because they register wirelessly, the expandable components can be located anywhere there is power, since only the console requires a phone line. That gives a small business owner the freedom to move around. No need to plan your workstations around phone lines or Ethernet drops. In addition to the ease of use and simple installation, the 4-line small business phone system also comes equipped with a number of advanced features such as auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every extension, full duplex speakerphones, music on hold, power failure option, six-way conferencing. The VTech four-line small business phone system components are available in stores and online at Office Depot, Office Max, and Staples, as well as online at vtechphones.com.
So, Julie, point number seven and our last point of never give up, seven secrets for overcoming defeat. Point number seven, Miss Julie.
Point number seven is to embrace the accumulation effect. Lots of little steps accumulate to reach results. Choose something, anything, and get it done. Remember the affirmation we often use on this show. I'm a doer. I do things now. I get things done. Adopt that, and everything moves forward faster. It just does. So remember the accumulation effect and implement that by saying, I'm a doer. I do things now, and I get things done. Here's the secret. The act of achieving even the smallest, most incremental, tiniest little goal will by itself make you feel less defeated and discouraged. Just getting that done is going to start moving you forward. And then remember, the accumulation effect is on your side. So let's go to point number eight then. Remember that you are not alone. Reach out to someone who supports you, understands you, and encourages you. Who's your biggest fan? Maybe it's your five-year-old kid. That's okay. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's your best friend, your pastor, your rabbi. Just ask for their help. And if you're coming up short on that list, come to us for coaching. Part of what coaches do is they're your biggest fan. They are a support structure for you. These people won't know, whether that's your five-year-old kid, your mom, or one of us, they don't know that you need help if you don't ask. So remember, you're not alone. Reach out to someone who supports you, is positive with you, understands you, and encourages you. So take action and get out of your own way. People love and support you, and they don't want you to feel down. Reach out without whining or complaining. Maybe all you need is a nice coffee with a friend talking about something completely unrelated to whatever is getting you down. So in conclusion, Tim, it's normal to feel discouraged and defeated from time to time. Feel the feelings, but here's the theme song, move on. Don't make it your story. Managing emotions and being introspective actually shows mental, spiritual, and personal maturity. Act like the person you wish to be.
So in conclusion, guys, hopefully you're realizing that you are not, your reality doesn't simply have to be the negative thoughts and emotions that you have. You can sculpt your reality, your actual material, things you manifest in your life. They do obviously start with your thoughts. And this isn't some sort of mystical thing. It's just a reality. For example, if you have the thought that you're going to buy a new car, well, it did start with your thinking, and now hopefully you're putting the steps necessary in place to go about accomplishing that goal. But sometimes what happens is you're working towards the accomplishment of the goal, the negative things start to creep in. Oh, you don't need a new car, buy a used car, you don't need to buy a Mercedes, just go get a Matchbox, right? So those types of thoughts, what happens is if you're not monitoring your emotions, if you're not literally almost like if you're an observer, right? If you're not seeing how you're thinking and watching how you're reacting, that's when basically life can get away with you. That's when all of a sudden you start compromising. That's when all of a sudden you start making mistakes and other things start happening with your life. So learn to be introspective. Learn to actually monitor how you feel. Ask yourself, how am I feeling right now? How am I feeling? Is this current state that I'm in going to help me manifest more of what I want in life or more of what I don't want in life? And then start by taking the steps necessary to really get control. It does honestly start with your thoughts, guys. And as always, if there's anything we can be doing with you, please request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Listen, thank you for making this the number one real estate radio show. Thank you for making it so that we have hundreds of thousands of regular listeners. That's because of you guys. You know, I know a lot of you say, well, it's because, we like what you guys are doing on the radio show, and I appreciate that. But the reality of it is that you guys have been sharing us on Facebook. You've been telling other agents about us. I know we have a lot of listeners that aren't even in the real estate industry, and that's great, too. Thank you for allowing our little pet project that we started a couple years ago, this radio show, to become so successful. It's because all of you. And we want to, like I said at the start, we want to especially welcome all of our new listeners that are coming to us from Inman. We've been part of the Inman family for a long time. We were, Julie and I, when we sold real estate, we were actually some of the first readers of Brad's blog back then when it just, basically came online. Before it was called a blog, it was just called a website. So we've been long-time loyal followers in what Brad was producing. And I have to say, what they're doing now, especially with Inman Select, is so off the charts amazing. You guys absolutely positively have to become members of Inman Select. If there's anything we can ever do for you, please request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. In the meantime, we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.